Random House Audio presents The Rinnemann Exchange by Robert Ludlum. Read for you by Grover Gardner. Preface. March 20th, 1944, Washington, D.C. David? The girl came into the room and stood silently for a moment, watching the tall army officer as he stared out the hotel window. The March rain fell through a March chill, creating pockets of wind and mist over the Washington skyline. Spaulding turned, aware of her presence, not of her voice. "I'm sorry. Did you say something?" He saw that she held his raincoat. He saw, too, the concern in her eyes and the fear she tried to conceal. "It's over," she said softly. "It's over," he replied. "Or will be in an hour from now." "Will they all be there?" she asked as she approached him, holding the coat in front of her as though it were a shield. "Yes. They have no choice. I have no choice." Spaulding's left shoulder was encased in bandages under his tunic, the arm in a wide black sling. "Help me on with that, will you? The rain's not going to let up." Jean Cameron unfolded the coat reluctantly and opened it. She stopped, her eyes fixed on the collar of his army shirt, then on the lapels of his uniform. All the insignia had been removed. There were only slight discolorations in the cloth where the emblems had been. There was no rank, no identifying brass or silver, not even the gold initials of the country he served. Had served. He saw that she had seen. "It's the way I began," he said quietly. "No name, no rank. No history, only a..."